Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're very glad that you joined us today. And yesterday was a little more sobering because it was before Christ's suffering and trial and beating, scourging, and then his death upon the cross for our sins. But today, you know, and yesterday we talked about the angel that came and strengthened him. But today we have, this angel must have had a great time. Because this angel, once Jesus was put in the tomb, a big stone was rolled in front of the tomb. There was a slot at the bottom and it was rolled in. And, chances are,
How big were those stones?
Chances are the stone was anywhere between, you know, maybe 2,000 to maybe even upwards of 3,000 pounds. So it's a very huge stone. And some people had talked to the guards about the Romans about the fact that, you know, Jesus had said he would raise from the dead. And so they put the emperor's seal on across the stone and placed guards there.
So no one would steal the body.
Exactly right. But little did they know, in my mind, I picture an angel sitting on top of that stone. Did you have a verse to read, or do you want me just to...
No, I have a verse.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Matthew 28, verses 2 through 8. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. So there he is, sitting on it. And then This is kind of fun, because it tells us what he looked like. Yeah. It says his face shone like lightning. I think it's because when someone's in the presence of God, who is light, and then they come back here, it's like, you know, like one of those meteors that come, you know, they've got light on them. Because Moses, when he looked, he also had his face light up,
when
remember?
When he came down from the receiving the Ten Commandments, his face glowed.
Yeah, no one could look at it. It was so bright. Anyway, I think that's because he was in God's presence. So this angel said, his face shone like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint.
Okay.
Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying." And then I think they showed him the tomb. 7. "And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message.
The angels played a big part in this. That's huge. And I think it's important to mention that one of the reasons why I chuckle is because it wasn't the stone that was holding Jesus in the tomb, and it wasn't the soldiers. Somebody might ask, then why did the angel come and roll away the stone? It was not to let Jesus out. It was to let us in to see that he wasn't there.
Right.
So it was an encouragement for us. So, but that's real exciting. This is the Easter, right? The Easter account that we're talking about.
Right.
And very exciting.
Wasn't it John and Peter, when they got the message, they had a foot race and they ran over to the tomb to see for themselves. They didn't know if they believed these women about a story about an angel telling them about the stone being rolled away. So they hoofed over there, right?
Yes.
And then
Mary told them that they were there, yeah, that Jesus
was not there. And then John,
you
know, went up to it and, you know, respectfully looked in but didn't go inside. And then Peter just kind of pushed past him and ran in there.
Yeah, he just went right in.
Right, and saw for themselves that he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And the linens that he was wrapped in were just like, I think when you have one of those balloons that you put, what do you call it? You know, and then you put strips around them with glue, and then you put stick the air out, and then it stays, holds its shape.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like it took out, Jesus was no longer in the wrappings. It was just the encasement that was there.
Like it had deflated.
Yeah, and then his scarf for his face was
neatly
folded.
Neatly
folded, so that's kind of
even
wonderful.
Later, there's two angels, one angel on either side.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so they were busy.
Yes, they were.
They were busy delivering messages and rolling stones. And
and they loved that morning.
I bet you they did.
You got to know it. So they, they have an important part in the gospel account.
Right.
And we quote them. And it's just fascinating to watch them at work. And again, what I think why they kind of slip our radar is because they are so focused on doing exactly what they were told to do and drawing no attention to themselves. And then I finish my task and now I get to go back to heaven.
For your next thing.
Yeah, for the next, right.
Yeah.
That's how we should be as well.
Yeah, but it's fun to feel like we're peeking behind the scenes a little bit.
Yes, it does feel like we're peeking behind the scenes, yeah. In this unseen world, this big realm that swirls around us.
So I think this first part, again, was funny. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled the stone away and sat on it. Just wanted to read it again. It was just fun. I get to see it. You know, and he comes down and rolls it away, and then he sits on top of it with his arms.
With his arms folded, his legs crossed.
Anyway, it's kind of fun to picture.
Definitely. Father, thank you so much for, as Jeannie said, allowing us to peek around the corner, behind the scenes. And you're just awesome, Lord. You are good and you are awesome. And you work out your plan of salvation for us in such a wonderful manner. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of it as well. Bless my brothers and sisters this day. Encourage them in their walk with you and their nearness to you. But we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless y'all.